Welcome to another All About Nothing podcast. June 13th, and as promised, 1 week later. So, for that one guy that's likely holding me to this whole 1 week thing, there you go. I'll do this 1 week at a time. Gonna have Zach joining us on the podcast here in just a few minutes. Want to make sure that you check out our Twitter. If you're following us on Twitter, if you're not, why? So Twitter, you want to pick up your Twitterer, and you want to pull up the Twitter on your phone. You can follow me. It's podcast, of course, is at @AAN_pod. Tweet us there. Gonna have lots to talk about today, because there is legitimately lots that has gone on since the last time we were together. So we're going to discuss some of that. An election, primary election here in South Carolina that actually, I'm going to be completely honest with you, blew my mind. I could not believe it, and I'm going to get into it here in just a few minutes. Do all that right here, right now. But want to make sure that you're following us on Twitter. If you're not, that's okay. But if you are listening to the podcast and you like listening to the podcast, I don't know what difference it really makes. I don't think it bumps me up in the ratings or anything like that. But if you want to, you can go ahead and like the podcast by giving me some stars. Preferably, if you're going to give stars, I'd like to think that it was more than three. So perhaps four or five. That might be nice. I mean, you know, we're getting into the summer months. It's going to be getting hotter. And I really don't think you want me on your doorstep breathing on you in this heat if you're not going to like the podcast with at least three or four. Because, you know, and I know this sounds arbitrary, and it probably is, because, again, I don't think it makes any difference whatsoever. But let's be honest. If you give somebody one or two podcast stars, aren't you really saying you don't like it? Because in a ranking of one to five, I would assume that five being the best and one being the worst, if you're going to give a two or a one, doesn't that mean you don't like it? And if you don't like it, why are you listening? Honestly, that I'm not trying to get anybody to shoo themselves away or anything, but really, if you don't like it, just, you know, why? It doesn't make sense to me. So, it is June 13th, 2018 here in South Carolina. We did just have a primary, and it was, it turned out some things that, one, I thought was going to happen, two, didn't happen. So we're going to get into all that here in just a minute. So I want to go ahead and welcome Zach. Zach, of course, you've heard on the show before, and Zach is a good friend of mine I work with at the business we both work for. And we're going to go introduce him, and we're going to bring him in here in just a second. Again, thank you for listening. Again, if you like the podcast, then go ahead and like it. That way it gives me encouragement to go ahead and continue doing this. I don't know how many stars there are or how many likes I've gotten, because I'm not checked. But if you listen to other podcasts, that's one of the things they tend to say is, you know, please like the podcast. Give us five stars. So if you like it, give me five stars. Anyway. All right. So let's go ahead and welcome Zach in. Thank you, Zach, for joining me.
What's up, Barrett? Oh. Back to talk about nothing.
It's always a pleasure. It is the day after the South Carolina primary, and I'd like to say that I did some research on other states and what the primaries were, but I'm going to be completely honest, I didn't. The only thing that I did find astonishing was California and what they voted for. And wait, you voted yesterday, right?
Yep.
Okay. Was there something on the Democratic ballot about medical marijuana?
Yes, there was.
Okay. I'm going to be completely honest. I voted in the Republican primary yesterday. And mm-hmm. And despite the fact that I am a registered Democrat and I am a delegate to the Democratic Party for my my precinct, where I live, I voted in the Republican because I didn't really care who the Democrat was going to be, because I figured, you know, if anything, maybe I can throw a wrench in, barely, I can throw a one vote wrench into the Republicans running here. And I don't like our governor, because I mean, he's a raging racist.
Foghorn Leghorn, you don't like him?
No.
I say the flood is a coming, boy. We're gonna build a sandbag.
It is pretty rough. That's, if you don't know who Henry McMaster is, I mean, just pull up any soundbite, whether it's from, you know, him standing in front of the federal or standing in front of the emergency management agents or officers or whatever, or him doing any of these debates for the election coming up, whatever. He does.
Terrifying smile.
Yeah, he is very Foghorn Leghornish, if I can throw an ish on the end of that. But yeah, so I figured, okay, I don't like Governor McMaster. I don't like Alan Wilson. I do actually, while I don't align myself with the Republicans or the Democrats. I just consider myself to be a progressive realist, and I recognize that, you know, here in the 21st century, damn, there are gnats everywhere. I don't know where these gnats come from, but I have gnats in the house. Anyhow, yeah. So I don't align myself with either of the parties. I consider myself to be mostly an independent, and I have no problem with pulling for one or the other. And I guess the reason that I decided that I wanted to go ahead and just vote in the Republican was because I figured I could throw some sort of a hitch to some of the other candidates, and not that I thought that they were going to do anything with my vote, but at least, you know, I'm not wasting it. I guess I did waste it. You know what?
Well, did you go for Yancey McGill?
Oh Lord, no. I picked I picked Bryant for governor, and I picked Todd Atwater, which I'm just going to say this. So Todd Atwater actually is from Lexington, and I've met him several times. Despite the fact that he aligns himself with the Republican Party and some of the issues that I have with Trump, he aligns himself with. But him as a person, he does not seem to embody that Trump factor. He's not an asshole. He's not somebody that is a bigot or just he's not overly racist. I feel like that was a gimme. He doesn't strike me as someone that judges people based on, you know, the color of their skin or whatnot. Oh, and I've got something to say on that. Anyway, so okay. I hope I'll remember that. But anyway, so yeah, I voted in the Republican primary. I voted for Todd Atwater. I voted for Bryant, whoever he is, but I was not going to go vote for Governor McMaster, and I was not going to vote for that lunatic Templeton. Oh my gosh. This, and if you don't know, you have to pull up there is a video, of her, how do I describe it? She's shooting at the ground. And they happen to throw a snake on the ground and make it seem as though she's shooting this snake. Have you haven't seen this video?
Oh, yes, I have. Yes, I have. Yes,
like,
I have.
It made national television. This stupid woman and this stupid ad. And I can't tell you how thankful I am that she is not going to be the representative for the Republican. Well, I don't know. That probably would have been pretty good for the Democrats, but I cannot believe that she shot at the ground, and then they had a snake sitting there as if how important is it to people that the Second Amendment is basically front and center for most of these people? Is the Second Amendment really that much under fire? Because in order to ratify the Constitution with a new amendment that might undo the Second Amendment, it takes a lot.
Right. Besides a few of those rogues you have out there, I have never heard a legit argument where someone says, "We're coming to get your guns."
Right.
And that is the basis of every single Second Amendment defense. Like, they're not... who's that guy that we were just talking about running in Georgia? Kemp?
Kemp. Yeah.
Brian Kemp.
Yeah.
He's like, "I got guns and they're not going to take them." Who told you that they're going to come take your guns? I don't know. I don't get that.
Honestly,
I just never heard that.
I think the only people that are really out there saying that the potential to having people's guns taken away is the NRA. And I'm gonna tell you, up until this year, I did not pay my NRA dues. I canceled my NRA membership. I am no longer a member of the NRA.
So I was going to bring something up, and since you are a member of the NRA, you may not know. Congratulations for dropping them. I have a Vietnam vet friend of mine who's very conservative.
Mm-hmm.
He's open-minded, but very conservative.
Sure.
But he doesn't like Trump. But he's a member of the NRA, and I was at his house this last weekend talking with him, and he had on his table a little card, and it had the NRA on it, and mm-hmm. it told you who to vote for.
Oh, yeah.
For your yep. to protect your Second Amendment rights.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess I kind of figured that would be a thing, but it kind of just blew my mind holding it in my hands going, what the hell?
I literally
you know how
get...
many people are going to get that and go like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy. Yeah, exactly.
Without knowing anything else about him.
Exactly. Exactly. I literally would get what was it called? And I don't have any of them. But basically, it was a report card of how these congressmen and senators and even state representatives and governors and candidates and anything that they have said negative about the NRA or anything they've said positive about the NRA. It was basically a report card of if you were an advocate of the NRA. And here's the thing. It didn't. Sometimes the ones that I would get around the elections wouldn't actually even indicate their support of guns. It was how the NRA graded them, you know, because let's be honest, there has not been any legitimate gun legislation brought before our Congress. So there's no way of almost actually even grading any of our congressmen based on how they've voted, because there's not been any. There's been zero.
Here's the irony. Let me drop this on you real quick.
Sure.
Most of these like pro-Trump people and conservative people will always say there's too many corporations who have their hand in politics. We need somebody who's going to go against the corporation, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah, you have the NRA who's going to send you a placard, a corporation, by the way.
Right.
And is going to tell you who to vote for. But on the other end, you think there's too many corporations with their hand in politics when there's one directly affecting them.
It's absurd.
In their mailbox.
It is ridiculous.
It's moronic. It's such a hypocritical, but you're too stupid to look at it in that light, I guess.
And I know we've discussed it, but I feel like even the people like there are individuals that I work with that we work with that are so gun pro and believe that the NRA is the only organization out there protecting their rights to own a firearm that they everything that the NRA says they hold as the gospel. And some of these people are fairly religious, and yet for some reason for them the NRA is the all end all. Of everything for them. But, you know, so when it's not that they even base any of their decisions on information that they've gathered, it's all been specifically what the NRA tells them. And one of the thing that really bugs me is some of the conversations I hear are about, like, you know, the government's going to take your guns, the Democrats want to take your guns away. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. They don't. The only thing that any of the politicians, whether Democrat or Republican or independent, the only thing they want to do is, honestly, I believe that if they could present legislation that enforced background checks more harshly, they would do that. All of them would.
Right. Absolutely.
But they can't.
And most of the conservative gun right people are saying, like, well, we don't – crazy people don't need guns. It's a heart issue, not a gun issue.
Right.
It's like, well, then why won't you institute all these harsher regulations?
Because the people, gun owners don't themselves actually have anything to do with the propaganda that the NRA puts out. They absolutely have nothing to do with it. It is all done specifically, and I don't understand why people don't recognize this, but the NRA does not put out propaganda based on gun owners and their concerns. It puts out propaganda based purely on what the gun manufacturers need for them to put out. The gun manufacturers come out with this propaganda, or they give the propaganda to the NRA, and the NRA, who is hundreds of thousands of members strong, they just publish it out. because the NRA is a tool of the gun manufacturers.
Right. It's their lobbyists.
Exactly. And the fact that, you know, I hear people all the time say things like, well, you know, you're just spouting what the progressives and the liberals say. You're saying what they say without actually doing the research, which is complete bullshit, because that is not true. You know,
that's how you got here, was asking the question.
Exactly. And that's the problem, is that people don't want the answers to those questions. They don't.
I'm with you. Like, I used to be Republican because my parents were. I used sure. to believe what my parents believed. I used to go along with the good old boy stuff. But then when I sat back and asked my own, it's not a day thing that changed your mind. It's truly taking a step back and looking at things and discovering for yourself. Like, well, if someone's telling me something, let me look into it.
Sure.
Well, this, and this is the dots don't line up here, but on this side, this is where it all comes together. It wasn't that I didn't. I'm just like, no, look what that guy said. That's right. No, it's self-research and understanding.
Right. No, and that's the thing is while I consider myself to be a progressive and a realist, I also recognize that I am a fiscal conservative, and mm-hmm. this is going to bleed into the next topic because. But I recognize that I have conservative values in, you know, my religious beliefs, being a Catholic. I have conservative values in the sense that I don't overspend. I don't, you know, my family comes first. That, you know, these are the values that Reagan and while I think it was asinine for this country to vote for Reagan in a second term, because he was, with his dementia, he was three sheets to the wind. I mean, the guy couldn't tell the difference between his wife and a light pole, and a lamp. So, you know, I cannot believe that this country didn't, that we didn't, I guarantee you that if Reagan was at the state he was when he ran for president the second time, or for his second term, if he was in that state now, it would have been totally undone. He would not have been elected, because the news media would have been all over him. His ability to think for himself, just the conscious thoughts that he was having, the fact that he was yelling at the walls and pictures on the wall. I mean, there are so many things that are being reported now about how far deep he was into dementia, even before the election in 84. It is. If that information had been available to 24-hour news, he would not have been elected again. I mean, right. I absolutely do not believe that he would have been elected.
I liked Ronald Reagan too, even though, I mean, this is going to make you laugh. He was the president when I was born, but even going back and looking at just like his politics and stuff, and then the acceptance of different. Strokes within his own family, like, you know, his son Ronald Jr.
Yeah.
He's an atheist, and yep. You would think that would be like a super headbutting thing for them.
Yeah,
but I mean, their whole family got along. His mother, like, it's that open mindedness. You can still have your conservative values and keep an open mind to other things. Being conservative is not bad.
Right.
Being Republican is not bad.
Right.
Being Democrat's not bad.
Right.
It's how you deal with the situation around you and how you approach certain things.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree. Well, so leading into the next topic, mm-hmm. one of and they keep calling him South Carolina's comeback kid is Mark Sanford. And if you don't know, yeah, well, the reason they're calling him that, and I'll get into that. So there is a reason. there's a legitimate reason why they call him that. So Mark Sanford was governor of South Carolina. I want to say, I believe from 2002 to 2010. That may be wrong.
Something like that. Yeah, I think you're right around.
Yeah, it had to have been that, because Haley was born Haley was elected in 2010. She was served until 2016, where she now is the ambassador to the UN. Okay, regardless, whatever. So Mark Sanford had a bit of an issue.
03 to 11.
03 to 11. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So when Mark Sanford was on the verge of leaving office, he had a situation where evidently he told, I don't know, you can't call them Secret Service, because I believe they're just state troopers that work for the governor's office. But he told, he said that he was going hiking on the Appalachian Trail for a weekend. It turns out that he went down to Argentina apparently for the weekend to visit his girlfriend that he had been having an affair with for at least that weekend, but it had been going on for some time. And when he came back, apparently he was coming through Atlanta. Somebody got a hold of security footage of him walking through the airport, and in the airport in Atlanta, he did wind up being photographed. So clearly he was not on the Appalachian Trail. He was, they said that he gotten off a flight coming from Argentina or Buenos Aires. And so he had been caught. And a couple weeks later, he had this whole woe is me press conference where he said, yes, you know, I did a bad thing. You know, I've been seeing this woman in Argentina. He came clean. Okay. Which is something that Clinton did not do when he was in office. Clinton didn't come clean. He professed that this didn't happen, and then he was found guilty.
Tried to define it as.
Yeah. He was found guilty of, and the House impeached him, and then the Senate acquitted him because that was what was going to happen. Anyone knows that it wouldn't matter what charges they brought Bill Clinton up on. The House of Representatives was going to impeach President Clinton because they were a Republican-controlled House and they had the votes. They were going to do it. I guarantee you, if there is this blue wave come November, they are going to impeach the president in the Congress or in the House of Representatives. And if the Democrats have the votes or have at least 60 seats, they will impeach the president. They will impeach Trump, and he will be removed from office.
Well, they have to because the Democrats' problem is being inactive instead of active.
Sure.
Grow a pair of balls. Do it. Do it. And if these hearings, you've seen all the hearings that have gone on from Mark Zuckerberg to all of them, and they're asking the ballsy questions and they're acting like a bunch of hard asses up there. Well, let's see it. If this blue wave, like you're saying, comes through, let's see it.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. People keep saying the same thing. What does Mueller have? And we'll get back to what I was talking about a second ago. But what does Mueller have? Well, we don't know. And they keep wanting the Republicans that are riding Trump's coattails, and for whatever reason they're doing it. It doesn't make any sense to me because Trump literally. I mean, whatever it is that Trump has that these Republicans want, I don't think exists. It's not money. It's not influence. You know. Sorry, I had to burp.
Well, and they didn't even say specifically collusion.
No.
If you look at the entire, not at all.
Well, the House ended their investigation because they said there wasn't a collusion. Well, that's not the whole thing that's being investigated. It's not necessarily the collusion. It's were there people in the campaign that were involved that may have been influenced by outside forces, specifically Russian. And that's where it's at. And while Mueller's investigation has not indicted the president, which I don't know that they can necessarily indict the president. I think the only people that can hold the president responsible is Congress. I think that only the House of Representatives.
It doesn't matter. He'll pardon himself.
I've heard that.
He has the complete power to pardon himself.
Well, if he's not
president. They basically just said that the president. No president has ever had the balls to even come out and say that kind of stupid shit.
Which is ridiculous. I don't think the president can actually pardon himself because I don't. You know what? I don't care. Who knows? honestly, it's such a shit show. If I was Trump and this was the reality television that I was executive producer of, I would be extremely disappointed because it ends in. You know what? I don't. Maybe he would be. Maybe he would be excited about it because it ends in a cliffhanger every single night. Like you don't know what's going to happen the next day, and it's extremely frustrating to think that he's getting off on this. Like I don't dislike the president being the president. I dislike the fact that he's such an asshole.
Just pompous.
Yes. Like, how can he think so highly of himself when he is such a flawed individual? And I don't care if you're a supporter of President Trump or not. He is flawed. I mean, he's as flawed as the rest of us and probably more. And I say that as one of the most flawed individuals on the planet.
Well, that's the difference. That's the difference. You say it. You understand it. You work on it. But Trump's like, no, perfect, huge, good, me, awesome, let's go. That's his whole deal. It's never like, I'm just waiting for him to attack somebody on their integrity. Like, I heard he was sleeping with a lot of women. And all of us are going to go, ooh, no, you can't say that. Like, you can't do that. No.
But see,
I'm so surprised he hasn't yet.
I don't think anybody's going to hold his feet to the fire on that. Because
you
they've been,
be.
There have
Let
been,
him do it.
There have been opportunities for people. Like, with the thing with, he said, I'm the only guy that's tried to bring North Korea to the table. And it's like, well, that's bullshit because Reagan tried, Bush tried, Clinton tried, Reagan tried, or Bush tried again. Or Bush Jr. Obama tried. And it's not that they didn't succeed. It's that we held them to first of all, if you're going to do a peace summit or you're going to do a summit with a country that has a dictator like Kim Jong-un. And you know what? I don't know what he has done as an individual, because while I recognize that North Korea is a heinous place to live, especially if you speak out against the country at all, it is a horrible place to live because there is a possibility that you will be shipped off to some prison camp and be forced to do physical labor in the cold and whatever in these camps. And I get that. That's terrible. It is awful. But I don't know that that was his idea. His dad was doing it, and his granddad was doing it. So therefore, he's just doing it because they were doing it. And I'm not giving him any credit on thinking of it.
Right. Well, technically, his dad's still doing it, right? Because they believe in the eternal leader.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even when you're dead, you're still a leader. But you're absolutely right. Whenever we were listening to the summit, I'm just going like, Kim Jong-un saying, like, there's going to be big changes and stuff. I'm like, oh, are you going to go out there and shut down all the camps? Because they're still going to be like dogs pissing in the corner because you beat them too hard. Like,
right.
And nobody's going to take – and I wouldn't be surprised if he's like, all right, things are changing. No more of this or that, which is not going to happen.
Right.
But then how are the people going to act? They're going to be like, oh, for real? Attack, like it's a revolution. Like,
exactly.
There's no way they're gonna sit there and just take it. So, like, be like, oh, okay.
And that's the thing,
sure.
Is that I don't think anybody understands that what's gonna happen is if there is any sign of weakness in the Kim Jong-un, it's definitely Un. I looked that up. If there is any sense of weakness in the regime in North Korea, there will be a revolt and there will be a revolution, and I believe that he will get dragged through the streets just like Gaddafi. I have no reason to think that won't happen. So
Well, it's either going to be it's going to be the revolution as you're talking, or mass exodus.
Exactly, and it could be 50-50. Yeah. I mean, if have you ever looked at a map of North Korea at night versus South Korea?
Yeah,
it's completely
dark.
It's completely dark. There's two or three main cities in North Korea that, you can kind of see there's electricity. But people in North Korea are spread out all over the country. You know, there's no reason for there not to be street, electricity. It's absurd.
Well, don't be out at night, right?
Right.
What cracks me up is that, people get mad, and I mean, have your reasons for it, and we're not going to get into it, but with Iraq and Bush invading, well, there's more than one way to destabilize a country.
Yes, that is correct.
And diplomacy can do it just as much as war can do it.
You're right. You're right.
I mean, and let's just see what exactly they say.
Exactly.
Get your popcorn ready, because the train is coming.
Right. Well, okay, so essentially, the idea behind a peace summit is that the individuals that the United States are trying to bring to the table have to do something in order to get you to the table. Here's what needs to happen. You need to denuclearize. You need to release these prisoners, these people that are being charged or being held in prison camps for literally no reason. You need to release them, and we need proof that you've done this. And then
he called me an asshole. We can't let him out.
Right. So you have to do these things. And then, yes, you can have a photo op with the Celebrity Apprentice host. You can be in a picture with him, and you can have good things said about you by Dennis Rodman, okay?
You're fired.
Exactly. So, but we didn't do any of those things this time. All we did was, oh, I say we. Fuck it. Not we. It breaks my heart.
He speaks for you and me.
It breaks my heart to have to say we, because we are citizens of this country, and the president is also a citizen of the country. But you know he only does these things because he likes being in front of a camera. He likes the fact that he can take these pictures with Kim Jong-un, and it is so frustrating in my head to see him stand up there and shake hands with somebody that he has. I'm not, you know what, now that I think about it, I can't actually say that he has nothing in common with, because I think that he does. Oh, what are we drinking, sake? Oh, you asshole.
No, that's Evan Williams.
Evan Williams. Oh, okay. All right, well, mine was bigger, so.
I don't know. That was probably like a double and a one. I don't know.
Oh, my see, God. That makes me think I'm going to need to pause it and get another triple, so. Anyway,
if you need to do it, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt the broadcast.
It has been. Let me just tell you.
When the lady hands you a drink, you take a drink.
Well, tell Gabrielle she's got 20 minutes to head over this direction and hand me a drink.
He says you got 20 minutes to go over there and hand him a drink.
Barrett, it takes longer to get to your house than that, man.
What do you mean? Suck your dick. You don't even have a dick. I don't know
what's going on here. Goodness. I don't know where that went. Okay, so anyway, so yeah, it's incredibly frustrating to me that this president has decided that because it looks good for him to be on television with a dictator and an oppressor of literally people that this man is related to. He has killed his own brother. He has killed his uncles. He has.
Why did he kill his brother?
I don't know. Do you know?
Yeah.
No. Are you kidding me? He killed his brother because his brother was homosexual. That is insane.
Okay, so one of them's gay, and I'm pretty sure that's the one they killed.
But why would you need to kill somebody over that?
Maybe he's not dead. Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
Well, anyway,
you
so
go ahead. I'm gonna figure
you,
out.
Yeah, you go ahead and find that. Okay. You know what? Before you know what, we're gonna deviate, because I want to play this clip of and I want your reaction of it. I want to play this clip of this woman that beat. We were talking about Mark Sanford. Okay, so back to Mark Sanford just for a few minutes. So Mark Sanford lost his reelection bid for South Carolina's Congressional District 1. Congressional District 1 has some serious issues to it. And if you know anything about District 1, here's the problem. South Carolina District 1 goes from North Charleston all the way down to Savannah. And when I say Savannah, I mean the north, you know, the edge of South Carolina, right at the edge of Savannah, Georgia. So South Carolina District 1 is heavily populated by a black population that you would think would elect people that typically leaned more left than right. Here's the problem. In South Carolina District 1, it's kind of like Richland District 1, or Richland's, the district that Richland falls in. And that's basically that in District 1 and in Richland, there is such extreme voter suppression. And you can call me a liar, you can say whatever you want to say, but there is such voter suppression that if you were in a polling place in Walterboro, South Carolina, and you showed up and you were black, and let's say the 30 people behind you were all black, there is a better than there's 100% possibility that they're going to shut down that poll and claim either one, the electricity's out, or two, something has happened in the polling machines, the internet is gone, something has happened that has created a situation where these people cannot vote. I can't hear you. If you're talking,
sorry. Well, no, I was saying that's happened. Like, I don't.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. So, as an example, so in Richland County during the election, I want to say Obama's reelection in 2012. During that election, there were polling places that had 15 and 20 polling machines that for some reason in let's say an area like the Summit, which is northeastern Colombia, is a very large housing area. They actually have several different precincts inside that neighborhood alone. And in several of those precincts, the machines that were being used for the election in 2012 did not work. So if you went to a polling place, let's say that had 15 or 20 polling machines.
I think I remember that.
Yeah. There would be if there were 15 polling machines, 12 of them did not work. So people lined up for hours to vote on three machines. And there is the good possibility that one of those machines might go down as well. So you only had two voting machines for literally 10,000 people that lined up behind you. And the secretary, there was an investigation into it. Secretary of State said, you know, in the end, because, of course, this state is run by people that align themselves with the Secretary of State, it was determined that there was no wrongdoing, that what people were saying did not actually happen. But regardless, okay, so the same situation goes on in District 1. District 1 is heavily populated to this day by families and the ancestors of people that were slaves. And after the fall of the South and after the Civil War, many, many black freed slaves were, when they were freed, they all ran to the coast. Some of them with the idea of going back to Africa because they had only been in the States or been in the USA. What did we call ourselves back then?
It was the United States.
Was it?
You're talking about after the Civil War, right?
Yes. Well,
it had been the United States for a while. Okay. But it was, I guess they're running from the Confederacy.
Right.
In general, but that was that. So yeah, the Union became the Union again. It was still the U.S.
Right. So they were freed slaves. They went to the coast. Some of them with the idea of going back to Africa because some of them had only been here for some of them 5, 10, 15 years, but they went to the coast. And when they found that they could not actually get back to Africa or back to their homes or back to their families in Africa, they stayed. And a lot of them stayed in that area. And we have eventually, they have become, in South Carolina, we call them the blacks that are down there that still speak it. They speak Gullah, and they are Gullah. And it is
which sounds super cool to hear.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing: it is an unbelievably rich community. I mean, just in language and in music and in some of the things that are produced, it is. If you go to Charleston and you go on Market, is it Market? No, King Street, where they have there are
Main people, Street too.
Yeah, Main Street. So they weave baskets. They make clothing. It is an unbelievably rich population as far as culture and what they bring to South Carolina. And unfortunately, they live in District 1, which you would not think would be as red as it is or as right-leaning as it is, but it is extremely right-leaning because what has happened is in South Carolina, our voting has been suppressed. And it is so easy to tell because there are polling places yesterday that did not even open in order to suppress the vote.
Well, and here's something crazy. When I had been researching a lot of stuff about it, once African Americans got the right to vote, what happened was people like the Klan or just other Southerners who might as well have been in the Klan would go and sit there and beat their asses until they voted for who they wanted them to.
Yep.
And you're talking about a group of human beings, people who finally got a right to vote, but had worked their way up from being non-educated. I mean, it's either slaves are free and their Southern owners going like, the fuck it is. No, you're still here.
Right.
But they come out, they're uneducated and everything, finally work their way up to be able to vote. And then you have these people who are so afraid, for one,
sure.
Let's call it how it is, and then racist and I think opinionated and come and whoop your butt to make sure that you vote for who they want,
right.
Or else they're going to come find you and they're not going to beat you, they're going to kill you.
Right.
And it's just something that I'd like to say has gotten better. But it really hadn't. It's a staggering process of dilution throughout it. But it, like, just like what you're saying, it's that kind of crap is still happening today.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's disgusting.
Okay. So all of that basically to say that Honorable Sanford, Republican, Congressman Sanford, man, I went through all of them.
Whichever one.
Congressman.
Lieutenant Governor, yeah, General.
Mark Sanford did not get reelected. He got... He lost his reelection bid to a woman named Kate Arlington. I think Kate Arlington. And
was that who it was?
Yeah, I believe it's Arlington. Arrington. It is Arrington, not Arlington. I don't know. She's useless. Katie Arrington.
What district was that?
District 1. Do you have the do you have the numbers? Do you see?
I do.
What was?
Yeah, let's get this.
So how close was it? That I am curious of.
So less than two. It was 33,089 for Katie Arrington, however. And then you have Mark Sanford had 30,428.
So it was
so
only,
she got him by like 1,000 something.
It was like 2,000 votes, almost 2,000.
Close to 2,000, yeah. 2,000.
Ridiculous. That's not a referendum. Okay. So here,
it was 2,000.
I'm gonna play
50.56 to 46.
I'm gonna play this so that we can hear this. Okay, here we go.
Tonight, South Carolina spoke with a clear voice. It's time. It's time for a change in Washington. It's time for a true citizen legislator, someone who comes from the private sector, who will stand with the people, who believes in term limits, who will go to Washington to serve her constituents, and then come home.
If you could hear me rolling my eyes, it would sound like thunder, honestly.
But most importantly, right now, everybody, it's time to pull together as Republicans, as conservatives in our communities and in our churches.
Why?
It's time to reach out to our friends and our neighbors. And it's time to unite and get to work and win in November.
You know, when they say things like it's time to reach out to our neighbors or to remember our neighbors, I feel like they completely forget who their neighbors are. Honestly, it's
she's like Nikki Haley on speed.
A little bit.
So I need to say this, and I'm saying it with a crystal clear voice.
Can you look up to see how old she is? I'm just curious.
Thank you, Mark Sanford, for your service to our state as a congressman, as in a governor. It has been a rough and tumble campaign, but everyone should remember that we agree more than we disagreed. That there is far more that unites us.
I just want to point out that was not me sighing. Someone else in the audience just went, whew. Anyway.
Let me tell you this real quick.
Hold on.
If you don't have a Wikipedia page and you're running to be a Senate seat, what's wrong with you, man? Come on.
She doesn't have a Wikipedia page?
Oh, wait. Hold on. I spoke too soon. Hopefully, it's okay. All right, here it is. I had to go to the very bottom, just so you know.
Are we talking Google Page 2? Google Page 2, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. You ever been to Page 3 on Google? There she is. So, December 6th, 1970. She is 47 years old.
Oh my gosh, I'm almost as old as she is.
She's from Virginia, though.
Oh, well.
This imposter.
South Carolina, well represented by the Virginians.
Well, I wonder how many South Carolinians who voted for Nikki Haley knew she was Indian.
Technically, yeah. Well, okay, let's say Indian. But that was a big thing with her when they found out that she wasn't like Native American Indian, that she was actually Indian, and people were upset about that. They were like, "Oh, she said she was Indian."
Dude, what?
And it's like, it's like you voted for her because she was Indian, and then you found out she's Indian, and it's like, you're still
we believed her for what she said, not who she really is.
You're still a racist, man. That's still racism. dumb.
It really is. Like, oh my God, are you shitting me?
I
know it. I know, dude.
It's just crazy. They got upset about the fact that she admitted she was an Indian. And they're like, oh, yeah, we thought she meant like, you know, the kind of Indians that we oppressed and sent to Oklahoma. No. She means the Indians that the British oppressed. That's what she meant, you know.
I hope this isn't, it's not PC, but I'm going to say it anyways. Dot, dot, not tomahawk.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And divides us. And that we share the common goals of lower taxes, limited government, and liberty and responsibility. So
there's a specific part in this that I want to get to where, you know what, I'm just gonna say what it was. Okay, so basically,
no, go ahead.
Let me see. Well, I'll see if I can find it. I don't know.
Pull it up. And while you're pulling it back up again, her brother, actually, I have my friend who's a political scientist in D.C.
Uh-huh.
He's good friends with her brother, Nikki Haley's brother.
Oh, really?
He shreds metal. This dude, like, he plays. I was like, that's so cool. I like Nikki just because of that. On top of that,
yeah, no, that's cool. I don't dislike Nikki Haley. I think Nikki Haley is one of the only people in the president's sphere that is, because I can't say cabinet, being the ambassador to the UN
she'll bump horns with him.
Yeah. Well, what was it they said about her that she was what was it they said?
She came right back at him, fired right back at him. She was talking about the nuclear. What was it she was talking about? And I feel stupid now for not knowing, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know, but it made me laugh when it happened because they... Oh,
she was like, do what?
Yeah, whatever it was they said about her, she came right back and said, I am not that. That is not me.
Right.
Whatever. So it was, you know, but essentially, I'm not going to find it. I don't know. This goes on for I don't know, minutes. But
it's a lot of hot air.
You know.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, so she basically came.
Avid Trump supporter.
There. Oh yeah, she's a huge Trump supporter. Okay, so all of this was basically to say, President Trump yesterday tweeted saying that Mark Sanford was. And I'm going to pull up the tweet because I'm not going to do it justice by just trying to remember what it was he said. I got to say, let me see, President Trump, and I do have alerts set so that I get President Trump's votes. Let's see, where is it at? It was like 24 hours ago. Good Lord, this man tweets a lot. I don't understand why I can't just find it. He's talking about
Singapore. Trump, or are you talking about where Trump says that isn't the first time that Sanford cheated on him?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Mark Sanford has been very unhelpful to me in my campaign to MAGA. First of all, You can't just throw MAGA out there as a word. It's not a word. At least hashtag it. And maybe he ran out. He couldn't have run out of letters. We got 180 characters now. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Or 260 or something. 200.
I think he's still adhering to the old rules. Because you're exactly right. I was like, he could have said idiot. Make America great again.
All right. So this is what he said. Mark Sanford has been very unhelpful to me in my campaign to MAGA. Obviously, let's make America great again. He is MIA and nothing but trouble. He is better off in Argentina. I fully endorse Katie Arrington for Congress in South Carolina, a state I love. She is tough on crime and will continue our fight to lower taxes. Vote Katie. First of all, I have several issues with this. He isn't MIA. He literally worked with the congressional house, the other house members that were part of the Freedom Caucus to try and squash some of the stupid legislation that Trump was supporting. So he didn't he was there. You know, I get he didn't align himself perfectly with the president, but that, you know, no one, I mean, unless. I you know what? I have no examples, but unless you're, you know what? Fuck it. Unless you're Paul Ryan and you literally have no backbone at all, then yes, Yes, if you're Paul Ryan, you align yourself completely with the president and don't speak out against him until months after you announce that you're not running for office. You're not running for re-election because you have no...
But just wait until he's done.
Yeah, well, you have no backbone. That's all I can say about Paul Ryan is he is a schmuck without any backbone.
I know there's conversations that have ended with Trump saying... Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, you're right.
Same with McConnell.
what else can I say to him?
Literally the same with McConnell. I guarantee you the conversations with McConnell have been exactly the same in that McConnell and Trump are just sitting there and he'll say something about, you know, oh, yeah, Mitch, you need to get in line and do what I'm doing. And Mitch McConnell just goes, yeah, sure, of course, whatever. I'm 114 years old. What else am I going to do? I mean, I'm going to eventually die here sitting in this seat. So, sure, why not?
Dumb yeah, guy. I already look like a Muppet, so when I die, just put your hand up my ass and keep the show going.
Just that's what they did with Orrin Hatch. Not Orrin Hatch. Fuck. Oh my gosh, Strom Thurmond. Strom Thurmond was in a wheelchair, basically being wheeled in to make votes. And there are those that seem to that they have said that. He didn't know what he was voting for. He just was—he was told to vote up or down on stuff. That was it. So
that's what Bill Maher was going to do with Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
Yeah,
I love Bill Maher, but I'm just coming off like, okay, like Bernie has some good points, but Bernie is also a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs at times as well.
Agreed.
I'm just like sitting there, Bernie.
And don't get me wrong, I would love the opportunity to support some of the things that Bernie Sanders and I campaigned for Bernie. I went door to door. I made phone calls. I did all those things that people talk about they did for a campaign and an election, and I did that for Bernie Sanders. And when Bernie Sanders conceded the nomination to Hillary Clinton, I stopped. I didn't do anything else because frankly I didn't care whether it was Hillary Clinton.
It ain't Hillary. Yeah. You were one.
Well, and it wouldn't have made any difference because it didn't matter to me whether it was Donald Trump or whether it was it didn't matter to me whether it was Donald Trump or Hillary. It didn't make any difference to me because frankly, both of them are just as bad as the other. They are equally terrible.
I think it's ridiculous that we're coming up on, like close to 2 years now. We're well over a year and a half.
Right.
So stop comparing what Trump does and then going, pulling the Sean Hannity. What if?
Yeah.
What if?
But that irritates me.
Shut up. She didn't win, guys. We're not what if-ing this whole thing.
Right.
If you, I don't care. If I pulled for somebody super hard, so let's go ahead and say Barack Obama.
Sure.
And you found out Barack Obama killed a guy. You're not going to find me anywhere going, well, what if, I don't know, so-and-so killed somebody. Right. What if George Bush killed somebody? Did you break the law? Yes. Here's the consequences. Did you do this? Yes. Here's the consequences.
But that's always the defense. It's always... What if? And with Sean Hannity, it's not even the what if, it's the what about. He thinks...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, that's what it is. It's the what about.
It's like he justifies Trump's bad behavior or Trump's lack of morals or Trump's inability to be a leader... with what about the way that Hillary Clinton handled Benghazi? Okay, you know what? The House of Representatives have done their investigation and they determined that it was not handled inappropriately. It was not handled in a way that caused these individuals to be killed. It was not caused by the Obama administration. It was a retaliation against Americans because of the way that we handle ourselves in other countries that don't necessarily want us there. And I don't understand why we as a country, you know, patriotism aside, I don't understand why we as a country can't sort of just recognize that, hey, it doesn't necessarily have to be us over. We don't have to oppress people. We don't have to influence them. We don't have to push them. We can just stand aside and say, hey, we're here if you need us. Okay?
Right.
If
your way of life is your way of life.
Exactly.
Our way of life is our way of life.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Don't need to go spread the word over there.
Right.
Stop it.
Well, and see, now it's not even about Christianity. It's preaching the oil. It's preaching the natural resources.
That's what I meant. I didn't mean like religion. I'm just talking about like... America,
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
You need Why don't you act like us? We need to come over here and talk to you about that. No, you don't.
Comes with requirements to it, too. There are stipulations. If you want America to help you out, then we need access to your abundance of oil. We need the ability to be able to put down an Air Force base that's going to be able to protect right. you and us.
It's the whole, that's cool, bro. What do you got?
Yeah, it is so frustrating to me that that is the mentality of this administration. This, you know, and I can't say that Obama wasn't the same way because, I mean, you know.
At times he definitely could be.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Clinton, with Clinton, we went into the Balkans, you know, and we were all
already... people.
Are they? We were already
part, like 8%.
Eight. You're 23 and me. We were already in Somalia when President Clinton took office, and you know, and that fell apart. We had Al Qaeda attack us in 1993 at the World Trade Center with a bomb in the garage, and we had they attacked the USS Cole and killed several naval officers. All of the presidents have had some incident or some tragedy that has befallen them within. I mean, Clinton had Al Qaeda attack us at the World Trade Center and the bombing. And while
right,
that was
the first one.
Yeah. And while that was for the most part thwarted, you know, it was still huge. Okay. He also had.
Yeah, they still killed a good amount of people, didn't it?
I don't recall whether or not it killed anybody. I mean, it may have been some loss of life. I'd have to look that up. I'm not going to say no. There's a possibility. But he also had to deal with, as president, there was the Oklahoma City bombing that occurred. There were six people passed away. Okay.
Yep.
So the first trade center tower bombing, there were six individuals killed.
1,000 injured.
Oh, really? Wow. Goodness. Well, so that's terrible. Of course, with Bush, we had 9/11, and that was within his first year of being elected or inaugurated. You know, so these things that happen to president. I am flabbergasted by the fact that there has not been some major catastrophe that has occurred during this president's time, except for one, and that's Puerto Rico. We literally had.
Well, let me stop you there. He has a snowball catastrophe happening when it comes to mass shootings.
Sure, absolutely, I agree.
I mean, they're just picking up, and I feel like you can officially label that as a catastrophe.
Sure.
Until you can nip it in the bud and go, we heard no sound this month.
Right.
Like, no gunshots. Nothing. I think. When you had, especially for Bush, I don't think Bush was a bad man at all. I think he took advice from a very bad guy and maybe a couple guys.
Right.
But to be elected president and then you're thrown a defining moment, whether you want it or not.
Sure.
It's a bad card to be dealt. And that's going to define you from one way or another. And how yep. you deal with it's going to define it from one way or another.
Yep.
I think he went a little bullheaded, especially like the whole. It's finished. Mission accomplished deal. Like, I think that if you truly didn't care about the spectacle and you were there to roll the sleeves up and go in, there's no need for a mission accomplished deal
yeah.
until you're going like the table's not rocking anymore.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and put the plates back on. Let's go.
Well,
something you have to put put yourself in their shoes for a minute.
And we may never know whether or not he actually made the decision to come out and say that the mission was accomplished. Because I feel like a lot of the things that President Bush did when he was in office weren't necessarily based on his decision making, but again, based on the influence of the people that he surrounded himself with. And he surrounded himself with nothing but the cronies from his father's administration and from Reagan's administration. It was basically like we had the Cold War people looking for war. You know, the guys that ran the country during Reagan and Bush, these were the same guys that were now in place. And the only way we profit in this country with corporations like GE and Halliburton and these oil companies, the only way that they profit is if we are at war. And I wonder how these guys are reacting to Trump and the fact that we are not yet at war, and he might be seeking peace with one of our worst, one of our most evil of dictators in the world.
And again, well, he was talking shit to him not 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
He was calling him Rocket Man. He called him that fat little.
Your button's puny.
Yeah,
big old button.
And then all of a sudden, yesterday
the summit got delayed, or was going to be delayed.
It was canceled until he got a letter. Oh my gosh, I love watching that press conference where President Trump stood up there.
The letter that he talked about that he didn't actually read.
Yeah, he goes. He literally stood there and he asked the press how much would you pay to read it? Huh? How much would you pay? Yeah.
How much would you pay to read this letter?
I haven't actually read the letter. I don't know what's in it. It's like, what the crap? Why does everything have to be some sort of a?
I bet it was one of those, like, I just lied to everybody. I need to fix this real quick.
Yeah. I don't know what's in the letter.
Me, Trump, I play games.
Yeah.
You're joking.
See, and that's the thing. He still swears up and down that he swears. He doesn't. He still says that he is not a comedian. He does not tell jokes. When he says things, it is. I swear he's dementiated. You know what?
Supposedly he's a teetotaler like his father.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. I've heard that as well.
Well, he's a teetotaler, but I'm sure he's getting supplements A, B, C, D, and F.
Oh, yeah.
Botox. The dude's 70. So let's get that. Your hair is staying how it is. If I was out there by the helicopter, my hair would be going everywhere, and I'd be going, shit, Mr. President, get in the plane.
Right.
And he's sitting like, made of steel. It's cool. I'm telling you, he's got some kind of stuff in him. I don't care if he's a teetotaler or not. He's not teetotally clean.
Yeah, it's absurd. But okay. So I think somehow we got completely off topic again, but so Mark Sanford lost, basically. And the reason that the president thinks that Mark Sanford's lost was because of this tweet where he basically called out and threw his hat into the ring for this crap. I can't even think of her name now. You know what? I'll be completely honest with you. I don't think it'll matter because in the end, I'm hoping that she will not be elected and that the District 1 will actually replace a Republican with a more liberal Democrat in District 1.
Well, I think the thing is you have to realize her name was in alphabetical order, and most of his supporters just hit the first one they see.
You know, it's funny you say that because that's the only reason that I voted for Bryant. I literally knew nothing about any of the other candidates besides McMaster, except that Bryant fell before McMaster. And I wasn't going to vote for McMaster.
You knew who you didn't want.
Exactly.
You just didn't care about the other one.
That is the absolute reason why I voted on the Republican primary was because I knew who I didn't want. I didn't want Alan Wilson, and I didn't want Governor McMaster. That was it.
And again, but here's the thing: I guarantee you, she got most of the vote because it was in alphabetical order, and the ones who voted against her is because it was a woman's name.
Oh, I have no doubt. They were like, well, I'm not being sexist if I vote for a woman. Wait a second. If I vote for a woman because I know I'm not being sexist, does that make me sexist?
Well, no, they don't think that deep. Oh, hell no.
I don't think they think that deep, but I think that deep.
I know.
I
would vote for a woman just for a fucking change of scenery. Let me just sit, go ahead and say, yeah, her.
But
let's vote all women.
But the thing that irritates me about it is that there are Republicans that will claim that people voted for Obama because he was black. And it's like, holy crap, you recognize that he's black and that we voted for him. And now you believe that we voted for him because he's black, but you voted for Nikki Haley because she's a woman. And it's like, you don't see that you literally voted for Nikki Haley because she's a woman and don't recognize that sexism is the same as racism. It's just over gender.
Well, I voted for Annabelle Robertson or whatever. I was just like, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm just like, her. Fine. Above, like, let's give the girls a chance. Let's see what her stance is.
That's sexist.
At least, I'm not sexist.
Guilty.
I'm tired of the boys club. I'm definitely on the I'm tired of the boys club thing.
Yeah.
Let's see it. Let's see it. That's the only reason, like, when I went to vote, I was like, it was either I voted for the independent, and it's so sad that I can't remember his name right now.
Here's the thing. Why was the independent on the Democratic ticket and not on both the Republican?
No, I'm talking about for the president.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The president. Oh, who was the guy out of Colorado?
Are you talking about you're talking about the one, the libertarian?
I liked him because he, yeah, the libertarian guy. Because he, him and his guy were like, they both were like, oh, yeah, let's go fight him, the terrorists, let's go fight him and stuff. But let's, on the other side, weed's pretty cool. And I was just like, yeah, this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't disagree. But like when I got down into his, you're talking about, oh crap. I can't remember his name. I'm embarrassed. I can't remember his name.
I think it's a Johnson.
Yeah. I think you're right. David Johnson, Larry Johnson, Larry Johnson. No,
oh my God.
I think that's right. That sounds like a video game.
Larry Johnson.
No, no. I completely agree. No, I think you're thinking Larry Bird. I don't know. Well, regardless,
I'm sure there's a Larry Johnson out there. Let's just give it to me. Point me.
I recognized that there were attributes to his campaign that I definitely agreed with, and the fact that he made it to actually being on the ticket in being on the election for the general election, I had to give him kudos for that. The problem was, is that if you looked any deeper,
Gary
Johnson, that's it. You were close, Larry, Gary.
There we are.
So there were problems that with his platform that bothered me, and it's the same platform issues I have with all libertarians, in that they don't want to be taxed for things that they use on a daily basis. They want to just pay for them as they use them, to which, you know, it's this idea. So let's say you were. How do I put this? So let's say that you drive on the highway every day to work. You don't pay taxes anymore to take care of that highway. You have to pay a toll every time you get on the highway, whether it's 10 cents or 15 cents, or you drive from your house to... Okay, you don't. I do. So let's say I drive from my house to work every day. Let's say that in order to drive that they have come up with this charge of 37 cents for from my exit to the exit at work. Well, a libertarian would say, well, I'm only going to pay for that amount of, I'm only going to pay 37 cents from exit A to exit B, because that's the only portion that I use. The government is not going to, I'm not going to be taxed to pay for any of the other roads because I don't use them. Unless I do use them, and then, see, the whole idea is that for most libertarians, they try and find a way to circumvent how it is that they don't have to then pay taxes. So let's say they're not driving on the interstates anymore. I know this all sounds extreme, but
I'm the guy going, when I go pay my car taxes, and then I have a road tax fee on there, but then again, you're going to hike my gas price up.
Right. But see, that's
the
thing.
What am I paying this for?
But that's the thing, is we will never not pay road taxes. We will never not pay property taxes. We will never not pay our, these taxes that pay for the roads, those will never not be there. So this idea that a libertarian is going to come along and somehow undo all of that is just ridiculous. I don't know. So Gary Johnson for me was not an option, just because I don't necessarily agree.
Well, he didn't come across to me as you're describing an extremely leftist libertarian.
You're right, I am. But
But that's not how he came across to me.
But he was nominated by those libertarians.
Fine. Right. If somebody, like, if he's pulling at all your strong points, he's going to screw you over a little bit because he's not exactly like you, but like he had that grab you by the balls, let's saddle the horse and go attitude. But he also had the, listen, I'm not here to strangle you to death.
Right.
I'm going to give you what you need.
Yeah. No, you're right. Look, I don't disagree. I voted for Jill. What's her name? Even though apparently she was involved with the Russians too, for the Green Party. So regardless, you know.
Well, so was Susan down the yard running the Trump campaign webpage.
Right.
I mean, it is a lot of that. I don't know where they're going to go with it when it comes to all that stuff. But I'll tell you right now, Gary Johnson. After I listened to him talk, I spent a few hours within a week,
sure,
like, of just going over his stuff, and I was like, dude's got a point. Like, he's not libertarian like gay man. He was more of the, listen, if you're screwing me, I'm gonna fight you.
Right.
If you're not, fine.
But yeah,
let bygones be bygones. Let's legalize the things that's not killing people. Let's go ahead and go do A, B, and C. I was totally with that, but then after I voted for him, they're like, well, you know, your vote just went right to Trump. I'm like, you know, don't paint me with that broad brush. It did not.
I think there are Republicans that are just as likely to vote Libertarian if they don't like the Republican candidate as Democrats are. I don't feel like it goes one way or the other. Yeah, now, granted, Jill, what's her name? I can't remember what her name was, but the Green Party, by voting for her, I completely tossed mine away. I mean,
you're talking about Jill Stein.
Jill Stein, thank you. I completely gave that one to President Trump because I know that was a vote that didn't go to Hillary. And regardless, it wouldn't have mattered in South Carolina because South Carolina was going to go red anyway. Yeah, you're right. You know what? You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. You know what? Bernie wanted to legalize pot too. So I'm just going to say that.
Oh, well, apparently Trump does now.
Does he?
Yeah.
I did see some tweet about that that he's going to be looking into it. I feel like though for most of the stuff that he says I'm looking into it, I feel like that's him basically squashing any hope.
I so wish I could be that devil or angel. I'll let anyone else label it, but just sit on the shoulder and be like, you know, Trump, people are going to really like you if you let them smoke weed. It'd be real cute.
Could you imagine how chill the media would be if you just let them smoke a little pot?
Can you imagine how much of America would be like, fuck it. Let him go again. Yeah, I know. He's been in there for 8 years. But look what he did. It's fantastic.
We got
Have you
weed.
Seen the satellite images? America's a fog. Let's just go. I swear to God, people would just be like, oh, who? President. We don't even care anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Tense Lord.
Would be up there like, is my wife here? No. I gotta go find her. I'll be right back. I'm so paranoid.
Exactly.
Be right back.
Exactly. That would be hilarious. So, all right. So we're approaching the break all time, but I did want to go into a little bit of the situation with California. So yesterday in the primaries, one of the things that was presented, I'm sorry, California base, it wasn't primaries. California.
Oh yes. This is
extremely interesting. So California basically has gotten enough signatures where come November, there will be a referendum on the ballot that may allow for South Carolina, that may allow for California to actually split up from one state into three. This is actually a pretty big deal.
Started out as two.
Yeah. Well, it was going to be North California and South California, and now it's going to be California, North California, and South California. And the reason this is a big deal is because for me, now I don't necessarily know where my sister falls in because she lives in Oakland. I don't know where she falls in this whole scenario.
She's on the, I call it the chicken leg part. You have the fat up there with she's in Oakland.
Yeah, right? She's in Oakland.
Well, so she's up there with San Francisco and then it kind of stretches down like this. Then you have the people who are in Malibu and stuff. Yeah. And it comes down on the coast part, the upper north coast part.
Yeah.
And then apparently now it sections to a middle part between the two, is from what I've seen.
Well, so the initiative is going to split California up. Basically, the southern coast of not the most southern, but let's call it the mid coast. So say from like Fresno down to almost San Diego would be California, and then you go inland about 60 or 70 miles, and you take inland and then go down to San Diego would be Southern California, which to me still the names strike me as being a little odd. So San Diego would fall into South California. Oakland and Sacramento and the Bay Area would all fall into Northern California all the way up to Oregon. And then California would be Los Angeles down to whatever's north of San Diego.
Yeah, okay, here it is. So I'm looking. Oh, they're talking about that. So basically, the two big cities you're going to get in Northern California is Sacramento and San Fran.
Yeah.
Then when the people who started the whole thing are what they want to still call California.
Yeah. Because
they're not gonna be North or South California. They're California.
Yeah. So
which North and South California need to get together and say, screw this guy. Let's go ahead.
Yeah. I don't think people understand in California what this possibly could mean. Let's say South. I keep screwing that up. Let's say California does wind up voting. They get 51 or enough votes that gets them over the majority, and South Carolina does wind. I keep saying it. Let's say
California
splits up into three different states. Let's say they do split up into three states, and you have three individual states. Now, only one of those can technically be represented in Congress until Congress ratifies and allows for there to be separate states. What is that going to be like for these people? Because the excuse is that most of California, as far as the population spread out across the state, is conservative. It used to be a Republican state. It used to be a Republican stronghold. And that the Los Angeles area state, the state that would be then California, is the only real liberal part of the state. The rest of the state is considered to be, except for San Francisco and Oakland, those are considered to be...
Well, and you can see where they made an exception for Los Angeles. It comes down on a bootleg into Southern California. They're like, oh, no, we'll cut it straight. All right, so here's our spot. But we're going to boot in because we want Southern California. My opinion is if you want to go ahead and do this, fine, but be more original.
Sure.
Don't be Northern California, Southern California, and California. Be Northern, or just be like, make up a new name. Be like, we are Oxomato, and then we have Plexia, and then we have California. California right. Still looks like California, but it's just a little one. let's be real. It's a big-ass state. Why not cut it up?
Sure. I don't have an issue with it.
I guess I have an issue with the pricks who came up with the idea.
Yeah. Well,
it's all they were too good for something or another.
Yeah. Well, they didn't like that Los Angeles and San Diego and San Francisco wind up getting most of the electorate votes and wind up turning the state blue, where these guys that are ranchers out in the Hicks and whatnot decided that they aren't being truly represented. So, not a problem. So the issue that I don't think that they've considered is there is no set time period as to how long it will take for Congress to vote and decide that, yes, we are going to allow these two other states into the union to be North California and South California. Because what's going to happen is, let's say this gets ratified and the citizens of California decide that, yes, we're going to become new states. We're going to become three states. We're going to split apart. And then come January 1st, it becomes three individual entities as far as the United States recognizes. The problem is going to come when those individuals that have elected representatives in Congress, their votes no longer count because they are not considered to be states in the United States, and they are no longer represented by people that can vote in Congress or in the Senate or in the House. So it's like being in Washington, D.C. or Guam or Puerto Rico. So what is going to happen after that? So let's say Congress votes to decide that we're going to now introduce North California and South California as states. And what is going to happen is that if this does somehow majestically occur during President Trump's time, that you're basically going to have to deal with the fact that President Trump is not going to want to add two new stars to the bottom of the flag. It's got to look even. So we're going to have to bring in. Yeah, you're going to bring in Washington, D.C. is going to have to become a state. Puerto Rico is going to have to become a state. Guam's going to have to become a state. So you're going to have to bring in five states in order to make the flag even on the bottom or on the top or on the side or wherever these are going to be added. You know, I heard somebody say that, well, you could bring in just the two states and then those two states, you know, all you'd have to do is just change the way the layout of the stars are, and you could have, you know, 10 sets of four or something like that. And it's like,
well, every redneck with an American flag tattoo is going to be super fucking pissed when he has to go put more white in there.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Just based on what you said, I am in favor of it. I am 100% behind adding North California and South California in estates, just purely on the idea that it's going to completely fuck up everybody's tattoos. Kid Rock's going to have to get new bandanas and new shirts to wear.
Oh, my God. All the shirts that'll have to be replaced.
I will, you know what? And I will go on Amazon and buy the first flag.
I will, too. I'm going to hang it loud. I'm an American just like you, brother. All 52, all 55 states and all.
You're from Sacramento? Hell, I love North California.
While we're at them, let's cut Texas up and make some fucking states out of that bitch, too. I swear to God.
Totally in favor of it now. I wasn't necessarily against it now. I am absolutely in favor. I am absolutely in favor.
I am too, because it's going to be nothing at the least hilarity.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be messy. Please. It's going to be messy. That's I know that.
Because we'll be sitting back in South Carolina going, like, we tried that shit. Good for you.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Good for you. You remember that Eastern North Carolina thing or that Western North Carolina thing? Yeah. You know how that went over? You know, the only state that that's really worked out for was them Dakotas and that Virginia. That was it. Those are the only ones that it worked out for. We got North Dakota, South Dakota, even though technically it's the same state. There's not a whole lot of difference. Same territory. They pretty much have the same people running those states. You know, Virginia, West Virginia, it's the same people. It's the Hatfields and the McCoys.
North and South Carolina. South Carolina had the capital up in there and everything.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like we control all the states, and they said, fuck you. And now, look, what are they still doing to this day?
Oh, yeah.
East and West Carolina up in North Carolina going, whoa, buddy.
Yeah. And
that's,
you know,
all it is.
And all that's going to happen is basically at some point, Western North Carolina and Eastern North Carolina are going to say, hey, this was our idea first. We want to do it now. And they may get the votes, because if they know that North California and South California can get ratified by Congress and Congress can vote in to allow for these new states, there's no end to it.
Yeah, eventually there'll in like 50 years there'll be like 132 stars on the flag.
Well, you know, because New York, if you are in Western New York, if you're say from Binghamton over to Buffalo, Syracuse, you know, that area does not want to be associated with New York City.
Oh, if you included all of like the northeastern peninsula, you would take at least like 10 stars off the flag.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
And I know we're about to head out. We've been on for a minute.
But did you see it in my eyes?
I'm gonna propose a solution to voting.
I'm all ears.
Let's have a regional baseball tournament where the South, the Midwest, the Northeast, the Northwest, we all get together and we baseball it out.
I'm in favor
for rights. Let's I'm in favor. Do that.
Can the Braves represent my area? Because
the Braves. Plus, we'll go ahead and take who's good in Miami and Tampa. That's all our area, man. Outside of that, I mean, it really is only the Braves. I mean, we would get off on whoever Missouri's got. we'll take the Cardinals. We'll go ahead and go with them.
I'm gonna all right, yeah. Because I mean, if Missouri's part of the Southeast, sure, why not? I mean,
I'm
well,
going
technically,
that far because they're in there.
Technically,
where the SEC has decided it for us.
Because I'm just going to point this out that Kansas City is also in Missouri, so I have no problem with taking some Kansas City.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Let's take that. It's on. It's on. How about this? We could do the preliminaries with baseball, and then we'll do the finals with football.
I'm in favor. Let's you know go. What? No, rule change. That's it. It's done.
That's it. The baseball teams, they win it, and then they get to elect from their regions their football teams to represent.
Uh-huh.
Trump would be so down with it. He'd be like, that's what the SFL was all about.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord. Have they gotten any
that's
more?
That's why we got Herschel Walker.
Have they gotten any more on the what's that new Spurrier football league? Have they gotten any more teams signed up?
Dude, that's a turd circling the drain. I know. ESPN doesn't even care about that. All right, Steve, what do you want to do?
I just want to talk about football, tell people how to play football.
All right, well, you want to be a head coach? I sure do.
Yeah.
I hate that crap.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. It's not even D-League football.
I feel like
that's called we shoot fireworks at halftime. You should come on down. Your kids will like it. That's what the Fireflies are.
Look.
We shoot fireworks in 7-minute stretch. Takes an hour and a half. Let's go.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I can't deny that. So, all right, Chief. Well, I appreciate Zach you being on the show tonight, and
absolutely,
we're gonna do it again really, really soon. I'm not sure what the dog is barking at. She's at the window barking. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, Gilly.
Yeah, CWP. You take care of it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I only shoot people in the knees. That's it. So.
I used to be an adventurer like you until I got an arrow in me.
Oh, you got an arrow in you?
Man, have you never played Skyrim? I was hoping that joke went over on you.
I've. First of all, unfortunately, you're talking to the wrong gamer.
Oh, God damn it. You're like, I remember Fallout before Fallout was Fallout. It was an RPG. You ever play Command & Conquer?
Yes, Command & Conquer I did play.
Yeah. There you go. I'm Risk. With you on that. Jesus Christ. Pick up your Xbox controller every once in a while, Barrett.
I don't have time.
Yeah, we'll stop doing podcasts and just do video game casts. That's what we need.
Is that what we need to do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know how much fun you'd have with me?
Can we do I did download Fortnite for my Nintendo Switch.
Well, how about you be a man and run over to your TV and download it on your Xbox and we can play together?
It's on my Xbox. You can send
Walton.
I'll send you my user ID to you. Yeah,
we're friends already.
Are we?
You don't even know that.
I don't know that my Xbox has been turned on since March. I'm gonna be completely honest. That thing has probably not been turned on since March.
Well, I'm gonna take you to gamer jail because like, what the fuck? If you had a 1X, you'd be playing. You're like 4K TV is sweet.
What the hell's a 1X? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was about to say. Now I'm going to drive to your house right now and choke you out.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, all right, Zach.
That's a nerd.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know what? It's work, kids, and school. And then I walk in the morning. So that there's four.
Drop the walk in and drop kickball, and you'll have video games.
Oh,
time.
My gosh. Yeah.
Hey, I'm about to be in your club. I'm going to come to your house and run in the morning.
So. There you go. There you go. I welcome it, you know. But if you get too when you get too far ahead of me, it's not us running together anymore. Just so you know.
I'm pretty fucking fat right now, so I'll probably be dragging on the ground, running around, going like, Barrett, hey, there's a water fountain over here. Let's get this. Why it's here? Point.
I got bad news. There is literally no water fountains in the route.
I'm tired of carrying this jug of Dasani.
There's no stopping. Dasani. What water do you normally drink? I saw water on your desk the other day. Was it Zimmer Hill? No.
Oh, you saw Fiji.
Fiji. Yeah. Do you think that water was bottled in Fiji? Do you know where Fiji is?
Yes, I do know where Fiji is. No, I do not believe it was bottled in Fiji.
What was it? What was the other one? Zephyr Hills? Zephyr Hills had a big issue. Was it Dasani? One of them had a big issue at one point several years ago where, you know, it said straight from the springs of Florida. And then, like, someone got a picture of the springs of Florida, and it was a faucet with literally a guy standing there turning the water on and off.
Well, what's funny is we got a croaker. They're like, yeah, it comes out of the fucking tap, but we sit there and microwave it, and then we fucking put it in your bottles.
Exactly. Awesome. Exactly. Like, that.
I don't care. I'm just like, I don't want to fill up a cup and have my sink water, which I do drink my sink water.
I do, too.
I'm totally for that.
I drink
totally
our sink water at work.
I'm like, how you doing, government? They're like, good. You thirsty? I'm like, yeah, government. I just fucking pound it out. I don't care.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. Anyway. Zach, thank you very much, brother, for being on the show.
It's been a pleasure. You're going to have an editing job ahead of you.
You know what? Screw it. I'm not going to do that. All I'm going to do is throw the music on at the end, which you're hearing right now.
Is it the Black Crowes?
It's going to be it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you don't recognize it?
Well, no, what's the song? Remedy. Don't hear it. Is it twice as hard?
It's so loud, and your ears are going to bleed. I mean,
well, what's the song?
Via proxy.
What's the Black Crowes song?
Remedy.
I need to know.
Remedy.
Come on, man. Which never mends is the word of addiction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need that one.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Sister, whatever. Namaste. It has been a time.
All right, Chief.
Later, brother.
Later. Yeah, wrap it up. Thank you very much, Zach, for being on the show. We will see you all again, or I guess you'll hear us next week. So thank you very much. Later.